These are three excerpts from Italo Calvino's Invisible Cities in English translation. I'm going to read two cities and then a dialogue at the end, which is the conclusion of the book, between Marco Polo, who is the person describing the cities, and Kublai Khan, who is the person hearing the descriptions. Leaving there and proceeding for 3 days toward the east, you reach Daumira, a city with 60 silver domes, bronze statues of all the gods, streets paved with lead, a crystal theater, a golden cock that crows each morning on a tower. All these beauties will already be familiar to the visitor, who has seen them also in other cities, but the special quality of this city, for the man who arrives there on a September evening, when the days are growing shorter and the multicolored lamps are lighted all at once at the door of the food stalls, and from a terrace a woman's voice cries, "Oh," is that he feels envy towards those who now believe they have once before lived an evening identical to this, and who think that they were happy that time. Never in all my travels had I ventured as far as Adelma. It was dusk when I landed there. On the dock, the sailor who caught the rope and tied it to the bollard resembled a man who had soldiered with me and was dead. It was the hour of the wholesale fish market. An old man was loading a basket of sea urchins on a cart. I thought I recognized him. When I turned, he had disappeared down an alley, but I realized that he looked like a fisherman who, already old when I was a child, could no longer be among the living. I was upset by the sight of a fever victim huddled on the ground, a blanket over his head. My father, a few days before his death, had yellow eyes and a growth of beard like this man. I turned my gaze aside. I no longer dared look anyone in the face. I thought, if Adelma is a city I am seeing in a dream, where you encounter only the dead, the dream frightens me. If Adelma is a real city inhabited by living people, I need only continue looking at them, and the resemblances will dissolve. Alien faces will appear, bearing anguish. In either case, it is best for me not to insist on staring at them. A vegetable vendor was weighing a cabbage on a scales and put it in a basket dangling on a string a girl lowered from a balcony. The girl was identical with one in my village who had gone mad for love and killed herself. The vegetable vendor raised her face. She was my grandmother. I thought, you reach a moment in life when, among the people you have known, the dead outnumber the living, and the mind refuses to accept more faces, more expressions. On every new face you encounter, it prints the old forms. For each one, it finds the most suitable mask. The stevedores climbed the steps in a line, bent beneath demijohns and barrels. Their faces were hidden by sackcloth hoods. Now they will straighten up and I will recognize them, I thought, with impatience and fear. But I could not take my eyes off them. If I turned my gaze just a little towards the crowd that crammed those narrow streets, I was assailed by unexpected faces, reappearing from far away, staring at me as if demanding recognition, as if to recognize me, as if they had already recognized me. Perhaps for each of them, I also resemble someone who was dead. I had barely arrived at Adelma, and I was already one of them. I had gone over to their side, absorbed in that kaleidoscope of eyes, wrinkles, grimaces. I thought, perhaps Adelma is the city where you arrive dying and where each finds again the people he has known. This means I too am dead. And I also thought, this means the beyond is not happy.